This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. The James Beard Award Gala felt like the world's most interesting cocktail party. Ever wish that you could be in a room with hundreds of food greats? With everybody all gussied up and in high spirits, we had the rare chance to ask those who feed us about what feeds them, and we got real talk about their hopes and dreams for the future of food and the Beard Awards, and the people in their lives that matter. Daniel Patterson, chef owner of Qua Restaurant, who won Best Chef West, is driven by his peers.
I'm really appreciative to be recognized by my peers. I think that's probably the highest achievement you can have in the restaurant industry. Is such a strong community that to be recognized by them means so much.
Ed Levine, founder of SeriousSeats.com, hopes that the awards in the future remain as meritocratic as ever.
I hope that the right people continue to win awards. That chefs are rewarded for the hard work and the excellence with their food, and that it's not based on media exposure. And I think for the most part, it's true.
John Besh, chef owner of August Restaurant in New Orleans, is bent on preserving regional cuisines.
I hope the James Beard Foundation will continue to evolve to the point that we're propagating the regional cuisines, that these cuisines won't die, and that they'll continue to live on. Because the whitewashing of America and the culture of homogenization of our society, we're losing some of these great idiosyncrasies that each city has. And I look at my beloved New Orleans as being the only place that has urban cuisine left in America, and indigenous cuisine. And so I think it's really important for us to work for the sake of preservation, keeping these traditions alive and well.
Now going from local to global, Nick Kokonis, co-owner of Alinea, Next, and The Aviary, is looking forward to seeing the awards influence internationally.
I think right now it's about American restaurants, and ideally it becomes about the world, because American cuisine is really world cuisine. We're probably the only country in the world that has restaurants from every type of cuisine all over the world.
Andrew Zimmern, TV host of Bizarre Foods, is happy for the clear impact of global flavors in this country.
We've spread the gospel of American food all around the world. And in the last 10 years, that's almost become anachronistic, because we've had the benefit of seeing a global table. I mean, Charles Fan just won an award, Slanted Door, for Best Restaurant. What that says about where food has come in America, and it's not a knock against people cooking out of the Western canon, but the fact that a restaurant that cooks out of the Eastern canon has been so anointed says more about the great work that's going on at the Beard Foundation and about food in America than anything.
David Rosengarten, the first ever host of the Food Network, well, he just wants to take over the universe.
Global domination. We want the first Beard Awards on Mars. Did you hear about the new restaurant that opened on Mars? Great food, no atmosphere.
When not about career dreams and ambitions, conversations turn to the people in their lives that matter. Dominique Ansel of Dominique Ansel Bakery and winner of the Best Pastry Chef Award is thankful for his team that's up early every morning cranking out cronuts by his side.
Everyone always talks about the success, the product, the story, but there's a team behind me, and I'm where I am today because of them.
For Carla Hall, co-host of ABC's The Chew, food is all about family.
I think after culinary school, after all of the training that I had, I'm on television, I did Top Chef, but at the end of the day, it's about reaching people emotionally with your food. And, like, who is that person who helps me try to grab somebody emotionally with my food? And it's my grandmother.
Nathaniel Dorn, restaurant director of The Restaurant at Meadowood and winner of Best Service, has his priorities straight. This is a question he wishes he'd get asked more.
What's my wife's name?
Oh my god!
And her name's Tanya.
That's really cute. I love that.
You know, it's always about work. Sometimes
I forget about what's so more special to me is my wife at home. So
we shouldn't be surprised that he's got more than a few things in common with the great Ciro Maccioni, the maestro behind Le Cirque, who took home the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm happy. I have a good son. I have a good wife. Business is good.
Well, well. Hope that gave you a taste of what the best of the best in food were talking about at the Beard Awards 2014. See you next year. And in the meantime, tune into my show, Word of Mouth, with me, Leyte Sue, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on Heritage Radio Network.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.